Do not think I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There are a lot of people who take liberty with St. Paul. He's a great man who speaks about liberty all the time. He says, why be held down? It was for freedom that you were set free, he says in one place in his gospel, in his writings. So why give yourselves again to the yoke of slavery? Here he says, well, you know, it's the letter of the law that brings about death, but it's the Spirit that gives life. So don't worry about the letter, worry only about the Spirit. And so people take that as an excuse to say, well, look, I may not keep everything right, but I'm living in the spirit of things. I'm doing like pretty good in a lot of things. I may not have this all together in my life. I may be living with somebody outside of marriage, but I still believe in God. I still pray. Or I may not go to Mass every Sunday, but I have a spirituality where me and Jesus, and that's cool. We know that's false. We know that's not what he's saying there. He's not saying those things, but people take it to mean that because it makes them feel good and it gives them an excuse to let certain parts of the law pass away. Well, Jesus says he didn't come to do that. They want to take this one thing that St. Paul says and forget about everything that Jesus Christ, who is God, says. He says, do not think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. The third commandment is still a commandment. The sixth commandment is still a commandment. Violation when you don't go to Mass, that is mortal sin. Living with somebody outside of marriage is mortal sin. There's all sorts of things. We're not just talking about those things. I know you're not struggling with those things. But what we have to be able to do is to make sure that we embody the fullness of these laws, the fullness of these commandments, and take them to the level of the Spirit and see what Jesus always does and read Matthew chapter 5. Read Matthew chapter 6. Read there, and he says, you have heard it is said to these about these things in the ways of old. You shall not murder. Well, I tell you that even if you speak abusively of your brother, if you tear him down, then you're going to be liable to the judgment of hell. You didn't kill him, but you hurt him greatly with your words. Jesus says, you've heard it said, do not commit adultery, but I say to you, look, if you even look lustfully at a woman, you've already done it in your heart. So when Jesus is talking about this and saying nothing's going to pass away until fulfillment, he's saying, look, the letter is this little thing that you think that you only have to do that. But the Spirit says, I have to do a lot more. It's not a lessening of the law. In fact, it's an intensification and a moving to the heart of the matter. That's what it really means to live by the Spirit. Not to let things pass away, but to get to the heart of the matter and live it more intensely, which means not just the letter, but the whole idea of it all. That's what we need, brothers and sisters. We talked about it yesterday, that yesterday we have four lamps. Four lamps that Saint Anthony of Padua, the great saint, gave for us, the great doctor of the church. One of those was our own deeds. That was number two. Number one was the scriptures. What was number three?
Your deeds and your intentions.
Our intentions. And number four was talking about our own humanity in some sort of way. Really, it was talking about our example. And that's what the end of the gospel is. Our example. Teaching others to do so, that's not just telling them it's all right if you do this. It's by our own example. Because people don't really listen. You're all our mothers and fathers. You know that they don't listen to your words. Kids toss those things away. They go in one ear, out the other. But what they pay attention to is your example. What they watch is what you do. So it is. If we're going to be men and women of the Spirit, it means we're going to be men and women of the heart of the law, keeping it all. That means we got to ask God for the grace to let our example so shine before men that they may see the good works that we do with our hearts, with our full intentions, paying attention to the scripture, really trying to live this out and give glory to God who is the Father in heaven. It can happen. And if it's not, that's what we're here today for, because we're sinners. We ask God, change my heart. I want to love you better. And I want people to see that I'm trying to love you better, so that maybe somebody else will love you better too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.